Welcome to the Pulling the Plug Report Release Conference Call. My name is Victoria, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded, and I will now turn the call over to Tracy Sabetta. Tracy, you may begin.
Thank you so much, and thanks to everyone for being with us this afternoon. My name is Tracy Sabetta, and I represent the National Wildlife Federation in Ohio. Ohio is greatly impacted by methane leaks in the oil and gas industry. In 2014, Ohio's natural gas producers reported wasting more than 13,000 metric tons of methane. This is enough natural gas to heat nearly 8,500 Ohio homes, and this number is likely to underestimate because only large oil and gas operations are required to report their emissions. But methane leaks can occur from wells and equipment of all sizes. Reducing methane leaks in the oil and gas sector will reduce this waste while creating quality jobs, protecting workers, and helping address climate change. This first-of-its-kind report, Plugging the Leaks, Protecting Workers, Reducing Pollution, and Creating Quality Jobs by Reducing Methane Waste in the U.S. Oil and Gas Industry, estimates that nearly 5,400 direct and indirect jobs will be created every year in a variety of sectors, including manufacturing in the U.S. With full and continuing adoption of leak-reducing technologies and practices, 50,000 jobs could be created nationally over the first decade of full implementation of efforts to reduce methane emissions. While this report does not break down those job numbers by state, we know that we're in a region that will benefit greatly economically by reducing these emissions. Many of the jobs that could be created would be quality jobs. The median hourly wage for workers in the methane mitigation industry is $30.88, compared to $19.60 for all U.S. jobs. Lost and leaking natural gas costs billions of dollars every year. Nationwide, these activities waste the amount of gas it takes to heat over 7 million homes. And there's no need for this waste, as studies have shown that plugging these leaks is incredibly affordable. By reducing methane leaks, we can safeguard workers, address climate change, and create quality jobs. That's great news for workers, our environment, and our state's economy. The report we're discussing today can be found online at www.bluegreenalliance.org/pluggingtheleaks. Now I'd like to introduce our first speaker. Ed Good is an Ohio resident and the legislative director for the Utility Workers Union of America. Ed?
Thanks, Tracy. This one-of-a-kind study by the Blue Green Alliance demonstrates how updating U.S. oil and gas industry practices and equipment to meet U.S. Environmental Protection Agency new and modified methane source standards will generate and support quality, family-sustaining jobs. While the energy sector has made progress to increase the efficiency of our natural gas systems in recent years, leaking methane continues to harm the economy and environment. And voluntary methods are not enough to get the job done. Upgrading industry practices and outdated technology means better working conditions and stronger job opportunities for frontline oil and gas workers. Low-cost solutions already exist to plug the industrial gas leaks and power more homes and businesses. However, most of the industry has yet to adopt these safeguards. For example, studies show that the energy sector could cut their emissions and leaks using off-the-shelf technology by up to half in 5 years at a cost of less than 1% per 1,000 cubic feet of natural gas, a fraction of a percent of market prices. Methane is also a potent driver of climate change, and stopping these preventable leaks in the industry makes sense. Climate change is real, and union members care deeply about our environment, our future, our kids' future, and also our grandchildren's future. Reducing these methane emissions has the added benefit of protecting workers and communities. This is another example of how doing the right thing by workers and the environment can be an economic and jobs driver for our state. 50,000 jobs over the next decade by doing the right thing seems like a great idea to me, especially since the technology to reduce these leaks already exists, and again, they'll be good, family-sustaining jobs.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Thanks, Trace.
Our final speaker today is Dr. Peggy Ann Berry, an Ohio resident and certified occupational health nurse specialist, who's also speaking today on behalf of the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environment. Peggy?
Thank you, Tracy. All right. The oil and gas industry is the largest source of methane emissions in the U.S. Most often, these emissions are due to outdated practices and obsolete technology utilized by industry in gathering, transmission, production, and processing of natural gas. Methane emissions accounted for nearly 10% of the U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in 2012. Nearly 30% of these methane emissions came from the production, transmission, and distribution of oil and natural gas. Ohio is significantly impacted by this pollution. 3.1 million Ohioans live within a half mile of an oil and gas facility, a very conservative estimate of the distance within which high levels of toxic pollution are seen, and the distance within which health impacts have most clearly been correlated with the presence of oil and gas facilities. The fact is that if we are not reducing these leaks in new and modified sources, we're exposing workers and communities to danger unnecessarily. Workers in the oil and gas industry deserve to be protected, and so do the communities around these operations. These standards for new and modified sources are vital to helping reduce that exposure. Safeguarding workers and communities around these facilities ought to be a job one. And if we can do that while creating quality jobs for workers along the way, that's even better. There's a critical need for these common sense standards in the oil and gas industry, and voluntary measures aren't cutting it. In fact, earlier this year, the EPA increased their estimates of methane emissions from oil and gas industry by 34%. That's why we applaud the Obama administration for taking methane seriously and finalizing these standards for new and modified sources. The good news is that these standards will employ readily available, cost-effective technology and measures to plug the leaks. We can and must do more to reduce these emissions today and in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Peggy. Now we'll take questions. Operator, if you'd let folks know how they can ask questions, please.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. From Midwest Energy, please go ahead.
Hi, a couple of two questions. First, how would you? Craig Butler in Ohio here has said he's proud of steps that have been taken to try to reduce methane emissions. And how would you rank the steps that Ohio has taken so far? And what are some of the specific steps that you would want to see Ohio take further? And then second, what are some of the examples of types of jobs that would be created here in Ohio?
Well, this is Tracy. I will jump in on how we feel about the current standards in Ohio. Ohio has taken some great first steps to curb methane pollution and reduce emissions, but you know, if you compare methane with carbon dioxide, methane has over 80 times the impact on climate change over the course of a 20-year period than carbon dioxide does. So we need a standard that meets, that will help us at it from a federal perspective, as well as doing more good here in Ohio alone. We know, according to the EPA, if more action is not taken, methane pollution from this industry is projected to increase around 25% at least over the next 10 years. And given the fact that the oil and gas industry is the leading industrial source of methane pollution, the EPA regulations that are being proposed are the way to go to not only increase jobs and benefit our economy, but also to help wildlife and protect public health.
Yeah,
and I don't know
that,
if you want to talk about
building workers. Yeah, sure. On the jobs front, you know, we look at it as job retention or even, you know, a job creation. The predictive preventive maintenance with the new standard would certainly enhance our play in the industry. And again, 5,400 jobs. Again, that's the estimate for the first year, and the 50,000 over that decade. Again, with the retention and also the predictive preventive maintenance that the standard would bring, just makes sense to us. All too often, you know, when people hear of standards and regs, many in Ohio look at that as a jobs killer. This is just the opposite. We see, again, as a job retention or job creation at the same time improving the environment. The utility workers have been very, very loud on the issue as far as not having to choose between jobs and the environment. We feel that there needs to be that balance, and this is a perfect example of that.
Well, this is Peggy. According to the report that I read, methane pollution is a critical problem, and you can't expect job creation when you are trying to tap those leaks and make sure that they are not leaking anymore. So I look at it also as job creation.
And I'm showing that there are no further questions at this time.
All right. Well, if there are no further questions, then we thank everybody for joining us today. Again, please don't hesitate to check the report itself at www.bluegreenalliance.org/pluggingtheleaks. And our contact information is available should you have any questions at another time. Thank you so much to everyone for being with us today.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.